figure out what really went wrong there? Was it just your sensational batting, or have you had a chance to think in the last few minutes about what really happened there?
Yeah, well, obviously, got to give a lot of credit to the Netherlands. They came out and struck the ball pretty cleanly from there. Yeah, maybe we are on the full side a bit too much, but no matter where we seemed to land, the ball was still disappearing. So I think we always felt in the game wasn't 100%. Well, it didn't really concern me at half time what they needed to chase it, and I was more concerned about defending 190 runs. But we found that out with probably about 20 balls to go or so. So. May have gone about it slightly differently if we'd have made it slightly harder with the seamers, potentially. I thought spin was the way forward before we went out, but obviously the way they played, they struck it pretty cleanly as well. So maybe we could have gone seamers slightly early on and tried to get the run rate up a slight bit more and kind of take them out the game. And once they're out the game, it might have made it easier. But we always thought we were going to pick up a few wickets the way they were going, but they seemed to keep clearing the ropes. So you do have to give a lot of credit to the way they played on a very good pitch.
Was 190 the sort of score that we were expecting to get on this pitch, because Kurunka spoke about it being a 160 pitch. So in that sense, it was more than a fast score.
I think in the context of the game, it was slightly above par. Obviously, it's turned out not to be that at all, but I think that's the way things go in 2020 cricket. And they knew they had 14 overs to get it in, so they had to come out and go from the off. I think that's a completely different mindset than you may have if you're going out there to knock off the runs in 20 overs. Simple things like that can change people's campaign, and it has done for Holland. They had 14 overs to get it in, they've come out and gone hard from the off, and it's come off for them. If it was 20 overs, it may have been a slightly different story. It may not. They may still have knocked them off. But as you said, I think you've got to give them a lot of credit for the way they cleared the ropes.
Spin is something that they lost a couple of quick wickets in the chase in a bunch. Did you feel that you could slow them down and maybe make it difficult for them?
Yeah, we always did. As I said, I didn't know until about the 10th or 11th over what they actually had to chase it in. Whenever I started to get down to that, then it made it slightly different, because we knew once we picked up, I think, the third wicket, or the fourth wicket potentially, we knew we were in the game, because they still needed about 40 off four overs, or 30 odd off three. So we knew if we picked up two or three quick wickets then, with them trying to chase it there, then all of a sudden they're stepping down, and anything can happen from there. If they then pass the 14.1 or 14.2 overs, whatever the mark was, then it potentially may have been interesting, but we just didn't get that chance.
You had a very good start to the tournament, beating Zimbabwe, this big nation on the last tour. Then you had a comprehensive win over UAE, and then this admitted things. You would have thought that you had more than winning chance to go through to the second stage of the tournament. How demoralizing is this for the side, having done well in the first two matches?
Yeah, obviously it just kind of speaks for itself. When you're coming into this, we're going to have to win three games to qualify. Obviously the two teams that qualified from both groups didn't win three games, but we knew that would have to be the case. And obviously we knew today it was a pretty simple equation for ourselves. Win the game, you qualify. So we played 2.5 very good games of cricket. Now, it was obviously disappointing today, but it just shows you what can happen in this form of the game in such a short tournament. And that's what makes it a great competition and a great tournament, and things like this can happen.
What are you going to tell your boys?
I'm sure there's a lot you can tell people straight after this, but we'll obviously bounce back from it. We'll go back to Ireland now, and a few lads have dispersed to the counties, but we've got 2 one-dayers coming up against Sri Lanka in about 5 weeks' time, so that'll be the next stage for us to regroup. It's the start of the season now when everyone moves back home, so lads will get a bit of time off when they go back and then rebuild towards the Sri Lanka games.
Looking ahead to this tournament itself, who's your pick?
It's very difficult to look past the West Indies again, but obviously being in the subcontinent, you've got India, you've got Pakistan there, you've got Sri Lanka. The way Australia are playing, I think, is a very difficult one to call. Obviously the West Indies showed in the last one that they've got lads from 1-9 that can strike it out the ground, and they've got mystery in there as well. Obviously Santoki coming in can be very difficult, especially later in the tournament with the wickets and Badger with not much bounce. So I think they're a hard team to beat, but obviously defending it's going to be another challenge. I'm not sure if anyone's ever defended a World Cup, but that's something they'll have to face. But I think there's a lot of teams that come in the competition.
Finally, you played 3 games at Selhurst Cricket Stadium. All 3 games were sensational. A word on the pitch and the stadium and the crowd?
I think it's a fantastic venue. Love playing here. It's not just stereotypical subcontinent pitches. We knew of before we came here, and think it's a fantastic ground. It makes for a lot of exciting cricket with the pitch that good, and all credit to the groundsmen here and the people who prepared the stadium. It was a fantastic stadium, and obviously the crowds, we've had three fantastic crowds that come out and support us, so all credit to the people who saw that as well, and coming out and supporting us. And I'm sure they've got a few more games to come and watch with the women coming here, but yeah, it's been a great time in Sylhet. Thanks.